Welcome to our Step Into God's Missions podcast series. Throughout this series, we will explore God's heart for the whole world and the people He created. Together, we hope to grow in our understanding of who God loves and how we can share in spreading His love to others. We will do this by taking a step, stopping to be in the presence of God, talking about a discussion question, exploring a passage from God's words, and praising God through prayer. Let's start by stopping our busy schedule to be with God. Close your eyes and take a deep breath in and out while we listen to Revelation 7:9.
After this, I looked, and there before me was a great multitude that no one could count, from every nation, tribe, people, and language, standing before the throne and before the Lamb. They were wearing white robes and were holding palm branches in their hands, and they cried out in a loud voice, "Salvation belongs to our God, who sits on the throne and to the Lamb."
In just a moment, I want to press pause while you talk about this discussion question. When you close your eyes and picture people from all around the world worshiping God, what do you see? What do you hear? A missionary is someone God uses to spread His love and His kingdom. So far, we've seen that God wants all people all over the world to know His love. As followers of Jesus, God can use us to spread His love too. God uses His followers to spread His kingdom, and one day all of His followers will gather together to worship Him in the new heaven and the new earth. That's the phrase we use when talking about God's eternal or forever kingdom. Today, we're going to learn more about what God's eternal kingdom will look like. Let's explore a few verses from Revelation, where we get a sneak peek of what the new heavens and new earth will be like.
Revelation 7, 9, and 10. After this, I looked, and there before me was a great multitude that no one could count, from every nation, tribe, people, and language, standing before the throne and before the Lamb. They were wearing white robes and were holding palm branches in their hands, and they cried out in a loud voice, "Salvation belongs to our God, who sits on the throne and to the Lamb."
God's eternal kingdom will include a multitude of people from all around the world. Every nation, tribe, people, and language will join together praising King Jesus. Can you imagine how wonderful that will be? To help us imagine this, today we're going to praise God through prayer in more than one language. I'm going to guide us in the prayer for some of our friends in Guatemala in English, then repeat the same prayer in Papiamento. Candelaria and Gregorio Garcia, Zep, live in Guatemala and run a program to help equip kids in their community with the skills they need to succeed. Let's pray for them now. God, we thank you so much for the Zep family and the amazing work you are doing through them. We ask that you strengthen their family as they support children in their community and show them your love. God, help the children in the ministry to know who you are and know your love, even if they are facing really hard circumstances. God, we also ask you to work in our own hearts and use us to spread your kingdom. Help us to know you more with our minds, love you more with our hearts, praise you more with our words, and spread your love with our actions. Amen. Dios nos chamou mais adanki para a família Zep. E também é trabalho grandioso que você está fazendo. Me pediu para a senhora ajuda na fortaleza, para a senhora seguir sustentar e roubar na aqui de na comunidade e mostrar bom amor. Deus, please ajuda e roubar na aqui de na ministério para não conhecer e conhecer o amor mais que quando anda passa de turbulência. Deus também me pediu para botar de nos coração para nos seguir plama boreno. Ajuda-nos para nos conhecer mais de nossa mente, estimar mais de nosso coração, adorar com nossa palavra e seguir plama bo amor com nossa ação. Amém.